The punt is away. Backpedaling to receive it is Johnny Lang at the 39 of A-State. Breaks a tackle across the 40, 45, 50. Breaks another tackle across the 40. Go, Johnny, go. Across the 20, 10, 5. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Arkansas State. Jamal Jones stands to the right of the quarterback, Lane Hatcher. K-State brings four. Hatcher throws it over the middle. Caught. Touchdown, Jonathan Adams. And the Red Wolves have taken the lead. With 38 seconds to go on Jonathan Adams' third touchdown catch of the afternoon. Now they hand it off to Perry. Reverse it back to Rashad Paul. Going deep left side for Perry. Caught. 10-5. Touchdown, Arkansas State. The reverse pass. Paul to Perry. And the Red Wolves regain the lead with 4:23 remaining in the game. Second and 10 for ULM from the A-State 44. 28 seconds to go. A-State leading at 27-24. Rodriguez going deep left side. This ball is intercepted by Sammy Johnson. And the Red Wolves are going to win this game on the pick by Sammy Johnson with 20 seconds to go.
The Scarlet and Black have a home right here. This is Red Wolves football on the EAB Red Wolves Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Now back to the game.
After three quarters, we're all knotted up, A-State and Kansas State at 21 apiece. Your in-game numbers brought to you by Arkansas State University. Red Wolves winning in the total yard battle. Red Wolves have outgained Kansas State 364 to 292. A-State with 238 through the air, 126 on the ground. K-State with only 61 rushing yards, 231 through the air. Red Wolves have not committed a penalty all day long. Kansas State has seven penalties for 73 yards. A-State leading in first downs, 18-13. Red Wolves 4 of 9 on third down. Kansas State 1 of 8 on third down. Turnovers, really the only thing holding the Red Wolves back right now. They're minus two in that category. They've turned it over twice, a fumble and a pick. K-State has not turned it over. Skyler Thompson back in at quarterback for Kansas State to begin things here in the fourth quarter. They're facing a third and 8 from the A-State 30. Throw it out left side, and it's broken up. Sammy Johnson, in his first start, able to reach in with the left hand and knock it away from Malik Knowles, and that'll bring up fourth down.
Well, we were wondering how the corners might play. We're going to put him out there on the island, and he has really played well today. He's made several plays. Really encouraging for your future. May have got away with one, had that right hand on the back shoulder, but they're letting them play today on both sides.
Well, they're going to try a long field goal. Blake Lynch, his long last year was from 46. This is from 47. The kick is up. It is a low liner, and he pulled it left, and A-State will get it back with a chance to go down and take the lead with 14:49 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Our score, A-State 21, Kansas State 21. And you go back to the discussion with David Duggan last night at the hotel, Tim, and he just talked about, and he seemed optimistic about some of these young guys. Even though they're inexperienced, he thought they would step up and shine today, and man, have they ever.
Well, we're playing real aggressive with them. We're playing real aggressive up front. We're giving them the pass somewhat, daring them to throw it, and they're having some successes. But it's not who they are or what they want to do.
Logan Bonner is the quarterback. Twins left. The receiver on the right, that's Rashad Paul. Bonner throws complete to Rashad Paul. Up at the 35-yard line, a gain of 6 on the first down pass play. Bonner to Paul, second and 4 coming up.
Yeah, he just threads a needle to get it in there. Shows that quick release and strong arm. Gets him a really good first down play.
Trips foot out to the left. Jones in the backfield with the quarterback Bonner. A-State second and 4. From their own 35, give it to Jones, breaks out of a tackle, gets forward near the first down marker, goes down at about the 38-yard line. It'll be third and looks to be about a half a yard here for Blake Anderson's crew. Bowling and Paul split right, Adams to the left, Jones in the backfield with Bonner. Handed off to Jones up the middle, he's got the first down. He needed about a half a yard, picked up about 1.5 up to the 40-yard line. Moved the chains again for the Red Wolves. That first down brought to you by Bancorp South. 13:50 with the clock moving, fourth quarter. We're all tied here in Manhattan, 21 apiece.
That's so good to see. There's been times in the past where the third and one, we just couldn't get it. Not this team.
Twin split right, Adams on the left. Bonner going deep left side for Adams. Turns back and makes the catch. Inside K-State territory. He's down at the 39-yard line. It's Bonner to Jay Adams for 21 yards.
And what a nice pass. Back shoulder throw. Defense has covered him stride by stride. He turns around. You just can't defend that when it's executed like that. And Jay Adams again, once again, he's showing out.
Trips right, Adams on the left. Jones in the backfield with Bonner. Bonner fakes the handoff, throws it over the middle, and it's broken up. Broken up over the middle by the Mike linebacker. That was Justin Hughes. And we'll set up second down for A-State. Clock stops with 13:16, remaining fourth quarter. A-State and K-State tied up at 21 apiece, but the Red Wolves with a chance to go down and take the lead here.
Nice play by their linebacker. We really make a nice read on RPO, but he's able to get his left foot planted enough that he could dive back, leave his feet, and get his hand on the ball.
Bowling, Rucker, and Paul split right. Jones in the backfield with the quarterback Bonner. On the left hash, throw it out right side, and Rucker dropped it. He was set up at about the 35-yard line. Just couldn't haul it in. We'll bring up third and 10 for the Red Wolves from the K-State 39.
And that's where your inexperience comes in. Freshman trying to make a move. Ball hits him right in the chest.
A-State goes empty here. Trips right, twins left on third and 10. K-State brings four. Bonner throws it left side on the screen. Caught by Rucker. Corey inside the 35, down to the 34. It's going to be fourth and 5 from the 34. And what you going to do, Blake? Well, it looks like he's going to trust his defense. Now, look out here, because A-State has a fake in if they get the right look. On fourth and 5 from the K-State 34-yard line, Ryan Hansen standing at the K-State 49. The punt team on. Snap back, Hansen will throw it. Looking for Jay Adams, and this is going to be interference. He was held all the way. Tugged once, then tugged again. Adams went down at about the 15, and the pass interference will give A-State the first down. It was Ryan Hennington who committed the pass interference, and Coach Anderson told us about that play the other day. He loved the matchup with Jay Adams just going right down the post.
And you got a senior player does a great job selling that it's not a pass play. And, I mean, there's no doubt.
They're booing, but that was about as obvious of a pass interference.
He realizes Jay's running by him. He puts his arm around his waist and hangs on for dear life. Jay can't even jump for the ball. So, really good play, good execution, and
I don't know if they've got the ball marked right here, because that was from the 34, and they've got it marked at the 22. Should be at the 19, you would think. Now look out here. They've got Adams and Paul stacked left. Receiver on the right. Bonner hands it off to Graham. Reverse it back to Rashad Paul. He's going to try to throw for Bonner. Logan's open. He goes up and makes the catch. Logan Bonner leaps up and makes the grab at the 5. Rashad Paul, the former high school quarterback, hits Bonner down the right side. First and goal coming up.
And give Bonner credit. He goes up in the crowd and makes the catch.
That was not an easy catch for Logan Bonner. First and goal from the 5. Bonner fakes the handoff, throws over the middle, incomplete, intended for Foreman, about 2 yards deep in the end zone. He had a corner on his back. We'll bring up second down and goal. A-State going back to that bag of tricks, and it works again. Justin Gardner had the coverage on Jefferson Foreman.
Do it where only your player could catch it. Too much penetration up front, but still had a chance. Gave your receiver a chance. That's all you can ask.
Foreman and Bowling split right. Adams to the left. Jones in the backfield with the quarterback Bonner. Reed Tyler is the H-back on the right. Second and goal from the 5. Bonner on the fade. Left side for Adams. Jay Did he make the catch? Yes, he did. Touchdown, Jonathan Adams. And the Red Wolves take the lead with 11:49 remaining in the fourth.